We're starting Tav Kuf Peches, Manzkiya Shofar, Sif Aleph. Manzkiya Shofar Bayom Velo Balayla. The appropriate time for Tkiya Shofar is in the day and not at night. As the Pasuk says, Yom Trua Yelachem. If you go, if you haven't done it yet, and you hit Bein Hashmashos, so then you should blow the Shofar without a bracha. Mitzvasa Mishasni Tachama Ve'elach. The mitzvah is to blow the shofar starting from sunrise and on. But if you did it before sunrise, starting from daybreak, you are yotze the mitzvah, because as we know, min hadin, the daytime starts at daybreak, at amad hashachar. It's just, since we don't really know that exact time, the chachamim said, ideally you shouldn't do it until sunrise, when we know for sure that that is daytime. All of this is me'ikar din. But the Mishnah Berurah says that the Chachamim established that the Tkiyah should be during Musaf. The reason is, as the Gemara explains, because during the time when the non-Jews were preventing us from performing the mitzvah of Shofar, there was a fear that if we blew the Shofar, then they would come and kill us. So they were watching us all the first 6 hours of the day. But then once the 6 hours passed, so then they stopped watching us. So that's why they established the blow shofar during Musaf. And since they established the blow during Musaf then, that takana continues, even though the reason no longer applies. And that's why also the Tkiyas Demiyushav, which we do after Kriyas HaTorah, we don't have a concept of Zrizim Akdimin to try and do it as early as possible. Rather, we push those off as well in order to continue on as the takana was in the time of the Gemara. So that's why we do it later. There's an interesting discussion about eating before Tkiyas Shofar, which doesn't really come up in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's become much more popular because in the yeshivas, the minhag is to have the kiddush in some yeshivas. And they say, well, it's because they're going so late with davening, so it's too hard for them to wait so long. So ideally, you shouldn't eat before the tzkiyas, just like we don't eat before performance of any mitzvos. But if you're really so weak that you can't handle it, so then you can make kiddush after Kriyas HaTorah before tzkiyas shofar, but consult wherever you are. The Mechaber continues, Im Shama Mixas Tkiya Kodam Shalom Arashachar, Mixasa Achar Shalom Arashachar Lo Yatza. We already learned that in the last Simon, that if you heard part of the Tkiya before daybreak and part after, you are not Yotze, because you need the full Tkiya during a time when you can be Yotze. Vim Hayashir Tkiya B'masha Shama Bayom. We already saw earlier, there's an opinion which says that as long as you heard the amount that is needed for Tkiya Shofar during a kosher time, you're fine, but we said we don't hold that way. Siv Beis, Shama Tesha Tkiyos B'tesha Shalom Bayom Yatza. If you hear 9 tkios at 9 different hours during the day, you are yotze. Vafilu hemi tishup ne adam. Even from 9 different people, tkiya mizeh, utrua mizeh, tkiya mizeh. Assuming that you only need to hear the basic 9 kolos during the day, you can hear one, and then an hour later another, and so on until the end. But some say that's only as long as you didn't hear an inappropriate tkiya in between. If you hear 9 people blowing the shofar at the same time, one guy's blowing tkiya, one guy trua, one guy tkiya, one guy tkiya, one guy shvarim, one guy tkiya, one guy tkiya, one guy shvarim trua, and one guy tkiya, and they all blow it at the same time, lo yatza. You're not yotze because we require that there be a tkiya before and a tkiya after, and since you don't have that order, you're not yotze. But if you hear 2 people blowing the shofar at the same time, and they each blow at the same time, tkiya, trua, tkiya, tkiya, shvarim, tkiya, shvarim, trua, tkiya, whatever it is that you want to be yotze, that works. Because even though in general we say trei kali lo mishtami, that you can't hear 2 things at the same time, and that's why it's a problem in Kriyas HaTorah, if the Baal Kori is laning and someone else is doing shnai mikra out loud, and that would be a problem, you wouldn't be yotze. But the Gemara says that shofar is so different because it's chaviv lei. People love the shofar so much that a person is able to hear the 2 blowings of the shofar at the same time.